happy with that?
Yep.
Okay, do we have to do a...
Motion?
Motion, yeah. Motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Thank you. The minutes from the November 29th training session. Everybody got those? Any discussion on those?
No discussion.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those then?
Motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Okay, well, I got through that quickly.
That was easy.
Okay. This is the organisational meeting, which we missed in January. Partly due to the fact that throwing up over everybody if you would have been here. And I don't think you'd have left me here long. I'm sorry about that. And, we've got to review the annual report, 2011 annual report, which I have a copy of here. Has everybody else got that? Seen that, a chance to look at it. Any comments?
I think we only had, what, one?
We had that one long session. There were two cases on that one evening. We were here till midnight, I think. Felt like I was a member of the town council or something.
And that house turned out to be a beautiful home.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I drove past it yesterday, actually.
Yes, yes. And I make a motion to, if there's no discussion, to approve the annual report.
Second.
No, okay, thank you. Election of officers. What do we need to do here?
Is the opening
agenda? Oh.
Well, you want to just do that first?
Is it
that's a good one.
We have it down at new business.
You might want to do it before you let your office.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good point.
That's fine.
All right, well,
we're going to put the oath up here so that Sandra can vote on officers.
Okay.
I mean, that's usually what you do,
you
get numbers,
right?
Yes.
Get them to work.
All right.
Sandra, do you want to raise your right hand? I stand the way this word that I support and maintain. I stand the way this word I support and maintain. The Constitution and laws of the United States. The Constitution and laws of the United States. And the Constitution and laws of the State of North Carolina. And the Constitution and laws of the State of North Carolina. Not inconsistent therewith. And that I will faithfully discharge. Faithfully discharge my duties as a member of the Board of Adjustment. My duties as a member of the Board of Adjustment. Thank you. I'm going to get that sign now.
Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you.
Are you going to leave now?
Yeah.
You don't want to stay?
You don't want to stay. Good evening for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And before you leave, Sandra, just let's check your email address. So I got
yes,
you on the
yeah.
I've got you on the roster.
Yeah, I've got a couple for the same
each
end, and I've got a couple for the ones.
Okay. Okay.
Email
all right, Peter. If you want to just continue then with the election.
Election of officers. Okay. What's the status? Do we re-elect the chair and the vice chair every year, or the
typical?
Okay. Sorry. We're up for election for the officers. Any proposals?
I recommend Peter keep the chairman position.
That's right.
So guess what?
We did.
It's unanimous.
You
vote. At least you know. I'm happy with that. And the vice chair?
That was Charlie Wood.
Who's got the roster? We've got the roster.
There's no vice chair on here, so it must have been.
So it was Charlie.
I think it was Charlie.
Charlie. I think it was.
Nomination for chair?
I say Harry. Vote Harry.
Dolores.
Dolores, really?
She's
not here. She's not here. She gets stuck.
That would do it. That would get her in here, maybe. You know what I mean?
I say it. Dolores.
Yeah, I'll go with it. I'll follow the train. What's good?
Yeah. Yeah. What's her status? Is she?
All right. So we've got a motion to
nominate. Motion to
nominate Dolores and Harry.
I have seconded that. No. I seconded Zahner, third and didn't.
Do we know why she's not here tonight?
No, I didn't hear from her.
Okay. I'm happy to go ahead with that if we know she's going to be.
Yeah, she hasn't missed much of anything.
No, she hasn't. No.
She was at the marathon thing. That was her baptism to the fire.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah.
That was pretty good. She hung out
to
midnight that night.
She did. She hung in there like a troop. Did a good job.
Okay.
All right, so
let's do it.
Okay.
Everyone in favor?
Need Tony and Zahner to run up the rears.
Okay. Okay. What other officers?
That was my first night as an alternate.
That's right. Is it just those
then two? According to our rules, we're supposed to review the procedures, which I've given everybody.
There's only two officers, right?
Yeah, we've got the election of officers. Okay. Now we need to just make sure there's no changes to the rules of procedure. I've given everybody a copy just in case you didn't have a copy. And if there are any changes, I did forward some suggestions. I don't know if you had a chance to review them. They're the red lined. It's like a memo form. It just gave some suggestions.
Go ahead.
You should have had a copy of that. But here's another one. Okay. If there are any changes, we can change them, or you can vote to have the rules stand as they were passed in 2008. So whatever you think. Those are some of the suggestions that I've heard you discuss, and I thought, you know, now is the time to change the procedures and rules if you want to do that at your annual meeting.
Anybody got any comments on those?
Well, I think that this is how you want to interpret faithful attendance. I think that if somebody's sick or they can't be here, for some excusable reason, I think we just have to recognize that. And what else can you put there?
I know that when I started back in 2008, it was when it was voted in that the rules be the way they were. You didn't have to attend every meeting,
mm-hmm.
But what we discussed was if you're absent for like three or four in a row, that's going to be a problem, and you need to reconsider being on the board.
Okay.
So I see we're all adults, and you know we should be treated as adults. You're supposed to be in a meeting. If you have to be out of town, or I'm sick, and I'm on top from someplace. I mean, as long as we let the board members know, and Josie know in advance, that we may not be able to attend, and
right.
She can find out that we might not have a quorum and reschedule stuff, I don't see a problem with the way it's worked.
Well, I do like the 24-hour requirement, you know.
I think that
was something we should have, but I think after two two missed meetings, then the board members should say, well, I got it together, or I'm going to have to, you know,
resign.
I agree. Because we don't have one every month, so I think they're far enough in advance to know that if you're going to miss two, then the third one you...
That may be the only two in the whole year, so...
Yeah. Well, you have the training sessions, but if you're going to miss two meetings, then two consecutive meetings, the third one you need to be saying what you're going to do.
Okay.
I think that's fair to the board and to all the people that are involved, and especially if we have a hearing and we miss a person, it can be a challenge.
So you want to add something to that, or you think that's...
I think what we should do is faithful attendance, but after a board member misses two consecutive meetings, the third meeting, they should have a response, whether they're going to stay on or, you know, exit from the board. And then 24-hour requirement, I think that's just reasonable. Most of the time, you know, if we're, unless it's an emergency, then 24-hour requirement is more than fair.
So absence from two consecutive
meetings or training sessions, you know, because and I think the next one he says should attendance be.
The next one is alternate members.
That's different.
Right now we don't have it. Cassandra was our alternate, she's now.
And we have to get another one, right?
Yeah, we're going to have to get. Supposed to have two.
Okay, we need two.
So adding faithful attendance all meetings, etc., absence from two consecutive meetings is what?
After you're away for two consecutive meetings on the third meeting, then you should be advising the board whether you're going to continue to be on the board or exit from the board on the third meeting. That doesn't mean you have to be here. It just that you got to be prepared to acknowledge you're going to be here or you're resigning. And I guess a resignation could be done by email or letter or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so after absence from two consecutive meetings, board members need to...
At the third meeting, they need to... show their intent to either stay on the board or resign.
Okay.
Can you word something about that?
And I've got it on tape. Okay. I took some notes. Do you want to make a motion to make that change in your rules and procedures, or is there any other changes?
Let me take one at a time. Let's look at the alternate members.
Okay.
I think it would be advantageous for the alternate members to attend the training sessions, just from hearing Dee talk about, well, I think it was a timing thing with her. We didn't have a training session, then she's on the board. It actually a hearing.
But if there's a hearing, we should have an alternate here. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to stay here, I don't think.
Right, but you know, that night she was sworn in and then she's on a hearing.
Yeah.
So I think that it's prepares the, you know, if an alternate has to step in, then it prepares them so they could be at the training sessions. I think it would be required for them to...
I like the wording. I think they're encouraged to attend all meetings. So is there any change needed? That's the question. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should be encouraged. I think it should be required.
Well, that's what I was saying to you. I think required... If there's a hearing, they're required to be here at the beginning, but they don't have to stay.
Well, then we would have to change the entire wording. Alternate members on the board shall be called upon to attend only those meetings and hearings at which one or more regular members are absent or unable to attend. We need to take that out if we're going to do that, saying that they have to attend all meetings and hearings.
And then say, however, they, once we have a quorum sworn in, then there's no need for it.
The board chairman can excuse the alternates.
Yes.
But in the training sessions, they need to participate in the entire training session.
Yes.
Okay, so how are we going to work this? Alternate members of the board shall attend all meetings and hearings. And may be excused from a hearing if their attendance is not mandatory by the chairman.
If we have all regular members,
they could be excused if they wish to be.
I think we should add into meetings, hearings, and training sessions. We may have a meeting and they have a training session.
Training sessions. I consider that.
It's a meeting.
Well, we just want to be clear so we can know. We may forget.
She gets that one, Josie.
Say enough.
I've got alternates shall attend all meetings and hearings and may be excused from a hearing if their attendance is not required.
Okay,
but then what about
in training session after
meetings?
After meetings, training sessions.
Hearings, meetings, and training sessions.
And training sessions. And then you're going to excuse them from training sessions?
He can excuse them from hearings only if their attendance is not mandatory.
Okay.
How
about
the training sessions?
Last couple of years, maybe.
Yeah.
We had one this year already, didn't we?
No, we had one last year. Yeah. We had one.
We had two last year.
If there's not a hearing, we have a quarterly meeting, and one of them is this meeting. I think a couple of them are kind of organizational meetings, and the other couple are training sessions.
Okay.
Yeah, what they have typically done in the past, Andre, is with the annual meetings always in January. We couldn't get a forum together for that. So we're having that now. And then hearings. They may have like one training session sometime during the year, bringing in somebody from Chapelville or the league or something to give us some sort of advice as to how to view certain things. And we ask questions and so forth. Last maybe about an hour. But usually one or two of those a year.
Yeah.
And it might only be four times a year without it.
We only have three tentative training sessions scheduled for this year. They're tentative.
We have three scheduled.
Three tentative scheduled. May, August, and November. That's what was discussed last year, but that's tentative, so you can vote on that. That's under number D.
Okay.
Item D.
Okay.
On the agenda.
All right, so the last one is the cancellation. Mm-hmm. And Tony has indicated he'd like to see the 24-hour requirement. Be left in. And her thing is saying 8 hours notice. Do we want to keep it 24 or do we want to
I think we keep it we make it 24 unless there's a family emergency or illness or something.
Okay.
Would be the excusable.
If it's a hearing and we know there's no quorum, I think 24 hours notice is very reasonable. If there's a training session or something, we can because between us we can.
I think we could do that unless it impacts somebody we're bringing in.
But even that, if one person can't make it to a training session, I think we should still have a training session.
Sure. I mean, we could say the person would come in to do the training or something, and, we want to be aware of their time and everything too, but one of our people were not going to make it, and then we just got to be aware of whoever's doing the session for us gives us enough time to do our thing too.
we'll keep the 24-hour...
Yeah, I don't think that's going to change.
Okay, then can we have a motion to make the changes on those items that you've discussed as we've recorded them?
Okay.
Make a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Second.
Your first vote.
Okay.
Well, we have two rules of procedures. Okay, the schedule for this year is, what we set was quarterly meetings unless there's a hearing. And the dates we have were May, August, and November. So everyone happy to continue with that? Any changes? Okay?
Yep.
That's fine.
Okay. We'll stick with what we've got.
The only thing is November, we do have to be careful of Thanksgiving.
We had trouble with that last...
Yeah, we had to juggle things around. We might want to change that to maybe an October instead of a November date. How do you feel about that?
Unless you made it early November.
Yeah.
You're supposed to meet the fourth Tuesday. Right, the fourth Tuesday of each month.
Or you have to put a public hearing, right. Or a public announcement to
right.
Change. Because it's open to the public. They
yeah.
Can come as well.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes we run into that Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're right. How about just May and August?
I mean,
we're
going to
have a January meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
And if we need training, or we think we might need some training, because you can see how quickly this went within 30
uh-huh.
minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any training, then we can schedule some training for that.
Yeah, the fourth Tuesday of November is the 27th.
Mm-hmm. So what are you suggesting, just May and August?
May and August.
May and August,
yeah. I don't know.
Two training dates.
Oh, and drop November altogether.
Yeah, drop November. Have it January if we need.
Terry, you're right.
We're going to eat turkey.
We're going to have January.
That's it.
Well, in which case, if we're going to drop November, can we change August to September?
Whatever.
Okay.
That's better.
Because
okay.
August is
May, September, and
January.
May, September, and January.
January, May, September.
Okay.
Training sessions will just be May and September.
Yeah. And January will be the organizational meeting.
Okay.
Scratch that.
Okay.
All right.
One more thing.
Do we need a motion for that, or is that we can just organize that?
Yeah, we can make a motion just to kind of.
I make a motion to approve our tentative training schedules for 2012, May and September. And then we need to discuss this.
Okay.
Training thing.
Your what?
Under new business.
Well, let's do the old business.
Are we still under old business?
Well, no, we haven't reached it yet. But I guess we've covered it to some extent.
Yeah, we really
have covered it, saying that. Yeah,
we discussed it, so
okay.
That's fine.
So new business. So Charlie has resigned. I guess his eyes were not enabled him to find his way here anymore. So yeah, he couldn't really see in the dark. So. Driving his car, they worried about him when he was driving that car, and it's dark outside and he couldn't see. So.
And his, I've known Charlie for 26, 27 years. His pride is he wouldn't want one of those when he gets involved, right?
Yeah.
So, even though I offered 1,000 times.
It's a big thing for being a driver when it gets to a certain age. I have another one I'm dealing with right now, he's 84. You don't want those car keys taken away.
Yeah, we have one at church who I was convinced was bouncing off cars all the way home, because he said he could hardly walk down the corridor of the chapel without bumping the wall.
Gotcha.
And he drove home on his own. So we have Sandra in place. So thank you, Sandra, and welcome. And we've t- just on the alternates, we now have no alternates, so we've advertised that.
Dancy is going to advertise for alternates.
Okay. Thank you. This issue with attorney Holder at the meetings.
There was a problem when he...
No, I remember that.
Yeah.
Because everyone thought I'd invite him and I hadn't.
Yeah. He sent an email and he wants, I guess, something a little bit more positive. So I don't know how you want to address that. Whether you want to make a motion that when you want him, we will specifically request his attendance.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, it's partly a council issue because as he says, his contract says he has to attend all meetings.
Is it meetings or hearings? Yeah,
well, he's been attending meetings as well as hearings.
Yeah, he came to training sessions, which he charges you for.
Yes.
So.
I understand that. Maybe it's something we need to put up to council and say, look, you know, what did you intend here?
Right. We don't know exactly what the contract states. It may say just hearings, which when you have your training sessions, he really doesn't need to attend that.
No. Unless there was something legal value that there had been there.
Yes, I agree.
But the meetings that he's attended really didn't see that was necessary. The hearings, yes, and where there was a training session or something that we felt that he needed to be there for legal support.
I'm
just thinking he might not want to be here.
I presume that he was on retainer, so he wasn't charging us an hourly rate, but I understood later that he was
actually... He's taking that rate out of the retainer.
Yes, sir. He's actually charging us an hourly rate.
I've been showing up too.
So, he
makes money.
Two actions. One, he, as far as I'm concerned, is required to be in attendance at hearings. All right. And may attend other meetings by invitation. And that's if we require his presence. I'd also like council to kind of confirm that that's what they intend as well. Because he's saying he has a contract which actually says that he attends all meetings.
And that may be what the contract says, so it's got to be changed.
Yeah.
And maybe it was an attorney that
Okay, so that needs to go back to... Who's our representative?
He's only our attorney and P&Z's attorney. Oh, and really? Nunes is still down
there. Oh, really? Nunes is still in there?
Yeah, he's still hanging in there.
Okay. I had no idea.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how I feel about it anyway. So.
It's called Moore. He's a pretty young guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen him.
Would you like me to put that on the agenda for council to discuss that
and
get back to you on that?
Just to respond to the email, which says he has to attend.
Okay.
And if he does have to attend all meetings, and the council want him to, then that's fine with us.
But I one of the biggest shyster attorneys I've ever met.
I can't imagine them saying that.
If he represent you, you can count.
Yeah, I don't know. I just heard when you were down 20 years ago, Peter.
Yeah, he may do some offhanded things, but he'll take care of people that he's paying.
Okay. Any other items to discuss?
I had a raining problem with me today.
Actually, there was something I wanted to...
I'm going to raise the thing 36, 37 feet on the beach now, start building up a little higher.
Are they talking about that? Well, we can't do that.
I figure we'll start some drama. Dean will be in here the next meeting.
Well, I guess our training sessions, we probably need to decide what we want to be trained upon.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've kind of got the agreement that, what's the name of the group? Council?
Skiffier Council Government.
Council Government will come in once a year.
Okay.
And they basically take, that's something very similar, and we can spin it however we want based on what the rules and procedures are, board of adjustments are in North Carolina, and how our ordinances fit in with that, and all those sorts of things.
And then we have That's for one, and the other one would be whatever.
I personally think, and I enjoyed, I know John was concerned about it, but he pushed back on it a little bit at the time, but I mean, having a session, me having a session with the building inspector once a year is very valuable.
Well, it may be, but and this is something that Holt may have to rule on. I have a feeling that, say, for example, the district attorney contacts a judge and says, we're going to do a training session with you judges. That's a conflict.
Yeah.
John presents cases to us, and if he is training us, would that be considered a conflict? I would think it would be, but then again, I don't know the legalese of it.
Yeah.
John presents cases to us, we listen to him as a participant where that is concerned, but John would have to be very careful on what he gives to us in training. What he did in November was fine, because it's just how an action comes before the board, and that's fine. There was no conflict there. But if he starts training us on mean, wis, and that kind of stuff, and definitions, I think we're running into a conflict.
I think maybe that some of the things that he could do that would not be a conflict of interest would be any type of code changes or enhancements to building codes that we might not be aware of.
That, exactly, that would be okay.
Yeah, because that, you know, he's going to be educated and trained, and probably there might be some new, something we're not even aware of, a handicap.
But see, even in the hearings, he should bring those before us in the hearings.
Right.
As part of the evidence mm-hmm. that comes in. If we know about it from him from another source, that may not be.
But it's public knowledge. That would be public knowledge that it is available. He's just a means to, you know, to instead of us reading the book or going by the book or something, he's given us some mm-hmm. insight.
And that's a good possibility.
It's not really secret information that all building inspectors have it. It's all general contractors and yes. other people. It could be something to do with OSHA, you know, that's built into the building code. Things along that.
Yeah, I mean, basically what you're
laws,
saying.
Laws and codes, yeah.
Yeah, general laws and codes that are public practices and standards, they just get updated in these weird, you know, time frames with the state or through the building council that we might not be up to speed on.
Okay. But we're avoiding what you're saying. What you're saying is we're avoiding interpretation of those codes.
No, we're not interpreting. They had a change
right.
with some type of safety around scaffolding.
Yeah.
You know, just so we're aware of it.
Okay. That'll work.
That'd be good.
So one session will be with the Council of Governments and the other one with John?
Yeah.
It's more of an awareness, you know, for us. It's not that we're being brainwashed.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have any other way of being aware.
He was the trainer in the November session?
You can go buy hundreds and dollars worth of books. He already has the books. Let him, you know, give us some updates on the new addendums that are coming out. And maybe he could get the little addendums that, hey, there's a change that you need to be aware of.
Everyone good with that?
Yeah.
That's good.
The reason I'm saying that, if remember the little house we did over here, and then we're talking about the front porch, and they wanted to build this huge front porch, and mm-hmm. it was a non-conforming lot, and they were too far up. Well, maybe there was some code there that required them to have a certain railing with a certain spacing. We need to be aware of that to make sure that gets done so no kid would fall off or get hurt. We want to make sure we have that knowledge. So when we give them that guidance, yeah, you can do this, but you will have to add this railing to make it acceptable and up to code. That would be good enough.
Yeah, we don't rule on that.
No.
That would be him doing that.
We didn't rule on it, but we gave them that to allow them to keep that porch as it was. As long as it met the building code.
As long as, I say, I think what you're saying is great, as long as it's, the laws and codes and things that we're not trying to get his interpretation of them, and as long, and I think anything we can understand in that area is just very useful to us.
Okay. It was just a thought, and maybe it was a bad example, but it's the only one I can think of.
Okay. Anything else? Any other business? Was that what you were trying to remember, or was there something?
No, I can't remember. On something else, but it was if it was that important, I'd have wrote it down. So.
Okay. Anybody got any other business? No? Are we done?
You can go back to Keller's grandkids now.
I was hoping they'd be in bed by the time. We're not going to make it.
Drag on. 2 minutes.
So, if we want to propose we adjourn the meeting,
let's get out of here. I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's been seconded.
Okay.
I'm sorry, who seconded?
I did. Someone did.
Tony did.
I did.
Tony did. Okay. And it is 7:42.
But you were the second person.
He was trying to make it.
Thank you very much. And then, Peter, I just need for you to sign some of those. Okay. This sign. Okay, this is the annual meeting.
Somebody just called and I was just concerned.
Okay, this is the annual meeting, so okay. Sign that.
But I'm glad that it is now. I wanted to say something.
Okay, then the other ones are marked.
But they fought so hard when you tried to oppose their building to block your view.
These are all marked.
They turned right around and was opposing the other one.
The thing that bothered me about those people and those meetings is that they were dishonest.
Yes.
They swore on a Bible and they lied. I think that's the part that made me want to be on the board, was that situation. And when they came in here and they said they'd been living in that shack behind my hotel when I bought the place, and that had a tarp for a roof.
And the September meeting, we just didn't get you to sign. I think you got out the door before I could catch you. I've got that already. That's the one I just gave you. That you can keep that copy. That's the annual meeting. Okay. I think I've got everything signed that I need.
And these are mine, huh?
Yes, this is your copy. And then what I'll do is, these are all yours. And I don't know the exact procedure that we have to follow to modify this. I imagine you can change your own ruling procedure, but I will have finance and make sure that council doesn't have to approve what you've changed.
That's okay.
It's very minor. It's just a word here and there. It's not going to change the whole paragraph, but I'll make sure you do that right.
Okay, because we haven't changed anything material.
No, it wasn't anything material. Just to clarify it a little bit. And we did it by motion, so I think we're good.
Why would you do that? And now they can't see out to any of those windows.
We resolved that.
Well, when we started voting the way we did on that,
there's no terms now.
Correct.
Except for they just say,
well,
they said, I think we have to have terms.
That's one of those stories where you stick around long.